Hey, everybody. This is Heidi St. John. Welcome to Off the Bench. Today, I'm going to take some time to talk a little bit more about Title IX and answer some listener questions. Stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed my guest for the last two episodes of the Off the Bench podcast. Christine Yergin was here. If you didn't get a chance to listen on Friday, we talked about abortion and kind of where we go from here. Christine has an amazing testimony, and she is one of the voices, I think, in the culture right now that is a standout voice because she's putting feet to her faith. And this is an off-the-bench story, and I love it. I hope you guys will pay attention to that. Yesterday, we spent a little bit of time talking about Title IX, and I just got a question from a listener about Title IX. So I want to start today talking about what's happening again. For those of you who missed it, I just want you to understand how important this is and let you know that you do have an opportunity to let your voice be heard. Christine and I talked about this yesterday for just a little bit, and I want to hit on it some more today because I want this to be something that you actually go to the show notes today. Go to HeidiStJohn.com/podcast, scroll down to the show notes, and I'm going to link back to with very specific instructions what you can do to try and stop the United States from becoming what can only be described as a sanctuary country for the oppressive lies that are being forced on our children via our education system. I believe that education now is probably a greater threat to the future of this country than anything that's happening on our southern border. And here is a great example of why. The U.S. Department of Education, under the new woke czar of education, is now proposing a new rule that will put women's safety and privacy at risk and deprive women of athletic and professional opportunities by radically rewriting Title IX of the Education Amendment in 1972. As I was saying yesterday with Christine, a lot of really lame things happened in our country in 1972. And I have to wonder, I'm going to go back sometime and just look, what was going on in the church in America in 1972? 1972, of course, when we got Roe v. Wade. Now we recognize Title IX came into existence in 1972. But if the rule is approved, here's what biological males would be able to do. Openly change in girls' dressing rooms. Take college and university scholarships specifically reserved for women. Use their position to charge schools with discrimination if they feel they're not getting enough, quote, playing time. File a formal sexual harassment complaint against any female who speaks out against men in women's sports. Share hotel rooms with females during overnight trips. Enjoy physical advantages like greater lung capacity, higher bone density, and greater muscle mass. The Title IX, as it exists right now, already prohibits discrimination based on sex in any educational program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. This is enforced by the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. The new rule that's being proposed by Biden's Department of Education would redefine sex to include, quote, sex stereotypes, sex-related characteristics, including intersex traits, which, by the way, we're talking about intersex as if it were this thing that happens all the time. This is a rare genetic anomaly. It hardly ever happens. It's not the same thing as cross-dressing and transgenderism and all this other garbage they're trying to push on our kids. This would also include pregnancy or related conditions, sexual orientation, and sexual identity. By law, the Biden administration must give citizens a period in which they can comment on new rules or proposals. And the deadline to submit this comment is coming right up. It is on September 12th. So just a few days from now, the Biden administration by law has to count and review every comment that's submitted by September 12th. And already they've had to withdraw two rules because of overwhelming pressure in opposition. So listen, I'm going to give you guys a couple of tips as you leave your comments. The first thing you want to know is, personalized comments are best. So if you just, I'm not going to write, well, actually, that's not true. I will give you a couple things I think you need to say, and I'll probably even put it in the show notes today so that those of you who are like, I just don't know what to say, you at least have a jumping off place. But personalize your comment. Put your own views in it. Put your own story. Talk about how you're a grandmother or a mother or a teenage girl who doesn't want to share her locker room with a biological male. Because these unique comments require individualized responses from the Biden administration. In other words, if we just cut and paste the same comment over and over again, then they're going to do the same thing back to you. But if we do unique comments, they're going to have to give you a unique response. And so this is important. I hope you guys will pay attention. I think it's also worth noting that the farther away that we get from what God says in his word, this ultimately, this is a spiritual battle, right? It's God who said, I created them male and female in my image. It's God who created us. It's God who gave us biological parameters. And whenever we stray outside of that, suffering is the sure result. And that's exactly what we're going to be finding is going to be coming in the days to come as we move farther and farther away from what God says is right. And for those of you who are like, oh, just not my personality. I'm not much of a fighter. I sometimes hear this. If your child, I guarantee you, if you saw your kid in a house that was on fire, you would quickly turn into a fighter. We've got to start turning into fighters, got to start turning into people who are willing to put feet to our faith and do more than just whine and complain about what's happening around us on social media. So here's what you can do to fight Title IX. Parents, educators, and community leaders, by the way, this is from the Child Parents, Child and Parental Rights Association. Parents, and I'll link back to it today. Parents, educators, and community leaders should submit comments regarding the proposed Title IX regulations. Explain who you are and why you are commenting and the types of specific impacts and threats and information and personal stories that you can, anything that you can describe. Consider stating that the proposed regulations are so harmful that if they are adopted, you might consider removing your children from public school and encouraging others to do the same. That'll really freak them out. Comments should be submitted to the Federal Register electronically, and I'm going to link back to that in the show notes today, and I will also be doing that on my social media pages. Be sure to put the docket ID at the top of your comment. So don't submit a comment without adding the docket ID to it. I will link back to that in the show notes today. For those of you who are never going to get to those show notes, here is the docket ID, ED-2021-OCR-0166. So if you need to have that written down, I'm going to say it one more time for you. The docket ID. So you want to write this at the top of your comment. Docket ID. Here it is. ED-2021-OCR-0166. You want to put this at the top of your comment. You can upload them in Microsoft Word. You can add a file. You can educate your family and your friends and members on the threats posed by these regulations and encourage them to submit comments to the United States Department of Education. Again, this has to happen by September 12th. So think of September 11th as being just a nightmare day for the United States. If you can think of September 11th as the last day before another nightmare hits the shores of the United States, that might be a good way for you to look at the devastating impact that this revision of Title IX could potentially have on our kids. I'm going to read to you just a few of the changes. This is an overview of what the proposed changes to Title IX's regulations will do. Here's the first thing it's going to do. It's going to create a new category of sex discrimination that's based on woke gender ideology and gender identity. The new rules are going to dramatically expand the scope of Title IX to include discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. They declare that preventing a student from participating in any school activity consistent with their gender identity subjects a student to harm on the basis of sex. What a bunch of garbage this is. We are injuring our children. And the fact that more parents are not standing up is amazing to me. Although I have to say I'm more encouraged than I was even last week to see how many people are getting onto the Federal Registry. And in fact, you guys can find out. At the time of this recording, it was nearly 139,000 people getting on here and submitting formal comments. You guys can get on here and do the same thing. That does encourage me to see, hey, there's 139,000 people that were doing more than just commenting about it on their social media and then not actually putting feet to it. The other thing that this will do is make upholding biological reality a form of sex-based harassment. Sex-based harassment. So actions like using a child's given name or a biologically accurate pronoun instead of a preferred so-called pronoun could then be regarded as sex-based harassment. This is garbage. It would normalize gender identity ideology and harm children's health. The new regulations will promote gender identity ideology in our schools as mandated policy. encouraging students to believe that they can be born in the wrong body. Listen, you guys, studies show that if not socially transitioned, 61 to 98% of children will come to terms with their biological sex. And listen, find me a person who at some point in adolescence hasn't gone, well, this is lame, right? But instead of teaching our children to be comfortable in their bodies, to help them understand adolescence, to teach them why the differences between male and female should be celebrated, we're instead trying to transition our children. And if transitioned, children are less likely to reconnect with their biological sex. Just for fun, you guys should Google detransitioning. Just look it up, because it's going to make you aware of the many, many, many stories. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people now who are beginning to post online graphic pictures of their mutilated bodies and what has happened to them in the teen years when these woke ideologues convinced them that gender therapy, that hormone therapy and surgery was the answer to gender dysphoria. Many children are now pursuing chemical and surgical alterations that have irreversible life-altering consequences like sterility and lifelong sexual dysfunction. It interrupts their healthy growth and development. It puts them at serious risk for all kinds of other things like the loss of bone density, cognitive problems, blood clots, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. And worse than anything that I have even named so far is the absolute head-on collision that a revision of Title IX is going to cause with parental rights. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Well, slipper season is right around the corner, you guys. And guess what? Just in time, MyPillow has their slippers on sale. I love these slippers, you guys. I got them for my family for Christmas last year. You will love them too. They are layered and they are awesome. The first layer has the MyPillow patented fill in it. Then they have memory foam, and then they have impact gel, and they look like moccasins, and they're awesome. You can use them inside, outside. They are fantastic. Check it out. And for a limited time, using the promo code Heidi, you can get up to 60% off. This is an awesome opportunity to support this podcast and an American company. Call 1-800-447-0541 or go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Heidi. So I'm talking today about Title IX, and I am begging you guys to get off the bench and onto the battlefield to submit a comment to the federal government. You can do that by going to the Federal Registry. The Biden administration is attempting right now to rewrite Title IX to basically strip you of your parental rights. These new regulations would require. So you can just forget what's happening statewide. You can say, well, that's not in Oklahoma, or that's not happening here in my sweet little town in Arizona. This will require any school that is receiving federal funding, and that is every public school, every public university, and many of the private schools who are also receiving federal funding, to support socially transitioning children to a different gender without requiring notice to parents. This is crazy. These are life-altering decisions, and these guys are not your children are not qualified to make them. These rules will increase calls to Child Protective Services. So imagine yourself being turned in by your 9-year-old son because you refuse to call him a girl. Children are harmed when parents are disempowered to make the best decisions to protect their mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Another thing this is going to do is threaten religious freedom and free speech in favor of gender indoctrination. It will turn Title IX coordinators into federal law enforcement officials. So you think it's bad that Joe Biden just got, what, 87,000 new IRS agents weaponized against you? Now they want to turn these Title IX coordinators into federal law enforcement officials. The new regulations would give Title IX coordinators sweeping new authority to enforce these new mandates. They would empower Title IX coordinators to decide whether or not to make a complaint against a school official or another student, even if a child does not want to. I read on Friday just a little bit of the article that I found in the New York Post. I'll link back to that in the show notes. This is just another brick in the wall, right? Another brick in the wall against the safety and well-being of our children. Another brick in the wall against parental rights. Another brick in the wall against free speech. The Biden administration is going to go down, I believe, in history as one of the worst, if not the worst, presidential administration to ever appear on the landscape in the United States of America. Listen to this out of the New York Post. In many places, schools are already claiming legal authority to socially transition children without parental consent or knowledge. In Alaska, one school used Title IX as justification for changing a child's name and pronouns without telling her mother. Officials then revised every single school document, other than those sent to the parents, of course, to reflect the child's chosen male name. That name even appeared in the yearbook. When the mother found out and protested, school officials said she had no say over the matter. Why? Because of Title IX. Perhaps most alarming. Remember, this is coming from the New York Post. This isn't coming from a conservative outlet or a Christian outlet. This is coming from the New York Post. Perhaps most alarming is the way in which officials might use the rules to threaten parents who don't affirm their child's chosen identity, because the regulations claim to apply to conduct that occurs, quote, outside the school's education program or activity or outside the United States, quote, schools might get the impression that they can label parental conduct at home discriminatory. This is a nightmare for parents. A parent who refuses to use a child's preferred pronouns, declines to fill a prescription for puberty blockers, or decides against sending their gender-confused child to an affirming therapist would be then labeled as discriminating against his or her child. What is a teacher or Title IX coordinator to do in such a circumstance? It's easy to see how school employees might believe they're even required to report such parents to social services. And if the libs of TikTok and if Instagram and Facebook and social media is any indicator, there are plenty of teachers who have been salivating at this opportunity. This is exactly what they want. This is exactly what they've wanted for a very long time. And the Biden administration is poised to give it to them unless you guys will go in and make a comment. And as I said at the front end of this show, the U.S. Department of Education in proposing this new rule has only one thing in its way right now. You want to know what that is? It's you. It's whether or not you would be willing to make a comment. By law, the Biden administration must give citizens a period of time in which they can comment on the new rules or proposals. This disaster that is set to come to public schools, the deadline to submit your comments is September 12th. Remember, you guys, and I'm going to link back to it. I'm going to put a big, huge button. This is how you comment. This is exactly what you need to do. Put that, the ID, and remember, personalized comments are best, because if you give a personalized comment, the Biden administration will be required to give you an individualized response. And I would love to see this absolutely flooded by parents who have had enough. You guys, enough is enough. When are we going to start standing up for our children? I hope it's going to be sooner rather than later, because really, we don't have a lot of time left. Our children are being targeted by this leftist indoctrination, this ideology that tells them that their gender is something that is just made up in their head, and they can choose their pronouns and they can choose their gender and they can choose their sex. Science is not behind this crazy ideology. And God, the creator of male and female, is absolutely not in favor of it. We need to start standing in the gap for our children. Before I go today, I'm going to read one more question that was sent to me. If you guys want to submit questions to me, I would love to hear from you. You can do that by going to HeidiSt.John.com/mailboxMonday. She said, Heidi, I have two daughters who are 6 and 8. We homeschool and haven't had the need to tell the kids about transgender kids or gay marriage. How do I go about this? All right. So I've answered this question, Renee, several times here at the show. I am a huge believer in talking to your kids early and often about what's happening in the culture. I'm not talking about graphically or anything like that, but I think we start by telling our children that their identity has been determined for them by the creator of the universe while they're being knit together in their mother's womb. I tried unsuccessfully to get the rights to play a song for you. So Mr. Rogers wrote a song back in 1967 called Everybody's Fancy. And I'm going to link to it on YouTube and stuff so you guys can hear it. I would love to be able to play it for you because it's such a sweet song. But this would be a really great song to just sing with your little kids, that everybody's fancy. And he says, you know, boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy. And it's just a sweet, sweet song. The people at Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, of course, wrote back to me and said I couldn't use the song on my podcast, but I really hope you guys will go and listen to it. I'll link back to it in the show notes today. It's a very sweet and tender way to tell your children that boys will always be boys and girls will always be girls, and we don't change our DNA. This was our DNA is assigned to us when we're being knit together in the secret place. The Bible says that we have been created on purpose with a purpose. And I think so much of what is wrong in the country right now is that our kids don't know who they are. And we're doing a really good job of confusing them with all of this this woke ideology, and frankly, a church that has failed to teach kids why it's so important that they understand that they have a creator, because having a creator changes everything. So talk to your kids about God's design for human sexuality. Talk to your kids about God's design for marriage. You need to teach them what the truth is so that when they spot a counterfeit, they'll be able to discern it. That's all the time I have for today. Again, I'm going to link back to how you can leave a comment in the show notes that will absolutely let you take a part in stopping the radical Biden administration from rewriting Title IX, which will absolutely injure our children in public schools and universities all across this nation. Thank you guys for getting off the bench and onto the battlefield with me. Have a great day. And I will see you back here tomorrow at the intersection of faith and culture.